Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody jump! All right, what's going on? Taz and the Moose, this is Taz with Andrew Bogus sitting in for the Moose. Moose is out until next week. I want to thank everybody listening to this show right now that you just tuned in across these great United States, one of our great affiliates on CBS Sports Radio. Or maybe you check out the show on the radio.com app or the radio.com website. Maybe on the CBS Sports app. Maybe on Sirius XM channel 206. Maybe on the Sirius XM app channel 206. There is a plethora of spots to listen to the show, so we thank you. If you want to call the show, that's a very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
All you got to do is dial 855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4CBS. Or you can follow the show also on Twitter and Instagram. Our social media team is impeccable. And you follow that same address, Jones, for both spots, at Taz and the Moose, Taz at 1Z. I'm going to come to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage Studio by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. AB, as I call you, Andrew Bogus, I'd like to welcome you to Taz and the Moose. Hello, sir.
Uncle Taz, again, thank you for having me. Four straight days. I haven't yet completely worn out my welcome, so.
No, you're not. I mean, actually, you know, if you get with me, you get past the first 48, you're usually in pretty good shape.
Now I'm sailing?
Yeah, I mean, it could turn any time.
Right.
But for now, I think you're in pretty good standing with me.
I'll watch my step.
No, you're good. You know, we understand each other here. We know each other long enough now. So it's great. And by the way, people in the Northeast, I don't know if it was just New York, I know in the tri-state area, last night the storms were insane.
Yeah, like, did you have it? This was the tail end of Barry, so I can't even imagine
what it was like.
This is the end of Tropical Storm
Barry. You all have names.
Barry.
It's unbelievable.
Hurricane Barry. So, I mean,
there should be one called Bilotti.
It wouldn't do much damage.
By the way, side note, before you talk about hurricanes, and before we get into talking about the Cleveland Browns, because I have something to say about them.
Yeah.
I will tell you this right now. Pete the Body, you, sir, I recorded my podcast yesterday from the home studio. And I did a little Taz Hall, a little Q&A thing, and there were two, not one, people with questions about you, why are you such a douche towards the wrestling fans when they call Taz and the Moose. What? So they're not happy with you. I'm just letting you know that.
Wrestling fans.
And one of them wanted to call, I got to research it, one of them wants to change the word. You know, I have my Markology, my language for wrestling fans, wants to call, I got to remember which one it was, like Jobber. Use a different word and call it Bilotti. Like, and I think that I don't want to start rumors. It might have been Speaker Phil Jones who said that.
Of course.
Yeah, so he does not like you. Yes, another mark. All right, so Andrew, you tell me about hurricanes.
Yeah. Sorry, Pete. Thanks for showing up today.
I got sidetracked.
Yeah, so this is what I was going to say was this is the end of like Hurricane Barry. And if it was bad here last night. I can't imagine what it was like when that. Then he actually came ashore over the weekend
lightning
down the south.
Just tons of rain. Like, lightning was nonstop. It was really wackadoo.
But, like, craziness. Like, and I've grown as an adult now having to worry about, like, my property and, you know, storm drains and shoveling snow. Like, I've become a strangely eager weather watcher. So I'm always, like, checking.
You're a homeowner.
I'm a very, very, very novice meteorologist. I'll give you a forecast for tomorrow in just a second. But, you know, I'm looking... Here in New York.
I just asked Alexa.
So,
Alexa, what's the weather? That's what I do.
LaGuardia Airport.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. Huh? LaGuardia Airport.
That's true.
Near Citi Field in Queens, in part of New York, got 3 inches of rain last night.
I didn't know it was that much.
Where I live, 15, 20 minutes from there, a little southeast of there.
Right.
Not even an inch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a line in there somewhere, but I'm going to take the high road. After what you just said there. But I got it. You had less than an inch
Yeah.
of rain. Okay.
Like three towns over had 3 inches, had more than three times that.
In my town,
it doesn't rain at your house, right, ever?
10 to 12 inches.
Right, right.
Anyway,
tip your waiter. Try the veal. Marco Belletti's next.
Anyway, so uncomfortable segue. So Baker Mayfield, right? So Baker Mayfield, the second-year quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, who had a pretty good year last year. Bravado Jones, you know, he talks a lot of smack, as we know. It just it kind of seems like this guy is going to be, and I'm a fan of him. This guy paid his dues. He earned his stripes. You know, he didn't, you know, when he come out of high school and all that and everything, early years in college, he wasn't. The hype machine wasn't behind him. You know, he's been through a lot as a young man, for sure. But and he's got a chip on his shoulder, which I think makes him such a good player. And I respect the chip on his shoulder. I promise you that. But, you know, there's a lot of, like I use the word bravado, a lot of bravado for Baker Mayfield and just the Browns in general heading into the season. You feel it?
I love it.
You love it.
I love it.
What he said about the Giants and the Giants fan, and I have no dog in the fight. I'm not a Giant fan.
Right. And never have been.
No. Right. I've never been. Yeah. That's true.
It's still early, but as of right now, you have not been a Giants
but
fan.
But I will say, just to circle back about Giants, New York Giant football, back in the day, always respected the great defenses.
Right.
And Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, George Martin, Jim Burt. I mean, I don't know if you know some of these cats, you know.
I do. Well, I mean, Moose knows them, and I know Moose, so that, you know, we're all kind of friends.
I didn't mean personally. I meant
Mark Malusha.
I've heard of all of them. Yes,
yeah, they're legends. You know, so as someone from New York, and even at that time, I was a Jet fan. I was not a Giant fan, but I always respected those great defenses they had. You know, so I have to say that. So, and anytime I mention thinking of the New York Giants, I do think of that. You know, that those great defensive squads, but. Digressing, so Baker Mayfield, and it's not just with the Giants, but this is the one thing that jumped out. I don't know if I'm sure you know about this. Took a massive shot, basically Baker Mayfield did, at the Giants, talking about his new great wide receiver he has in Beckham, who was a Giant, as most of you guys know. And basically what he said was, I'll read the quote here from Baker Mayfield. He's here to work, and he wants to be surrounded by people who love and support him and allow him to be himself. This is Baker said this, okay? He's here to play in front of fans who actually care, who actually will show up to every game and pack the stadium and love him for who he is. Wow. That's a shot right there. You're a Giant fan, and you're like, I love Baker Mayfield. Why would you love him? This guy just ripped you and your fellow Giant fans.
Yeah, he's going along just fine, too, because he's right until he brings in Giant fans.
Well,
everything else is right. Organization, this.
But hold on. Is he right, though? I'm just saying, think about what he's saying. Like, is he right? And not only that, is he in the right at his, you know, at his young age as an NFL player? And to say something like this about a storied franchise like the New York Giants, I know they've sucked lately, but is he right to do that about any team? I mean, and the other thing I'll say to you, Andrew, is what have they won? What have they done? Really? Think about it. I mean, you know, so he's got all this. He's acting like, you know, he's Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger here or whatever. You know, they in the AFC North, they finished, what, third last year? They were like 7-8? I mean, you know, 7-9? I don't know what they were. It was something like that. I know they had 7 wins. 7-8-1.
So then they had 9 losses. Right, oh, no, right. They did have a tie.
They had a tie. 7-8-1. I'm looking at it now. 7-8-1. So, I mean, and that's the AFC North, right? So, I mean, you know, okay, so what does that mean? The Baltimore Ravens quarterback, Lamar Jackson, the rookie like you, Baker, when he took over and ended up beating out Flacco, so he's better than you? Like, is that what that means? I mean, I'm being sarcastic. Yeah.
That's the obvious retort. Like, I mean, how does he get off running his mouth like this? But,
right.
But again, in a world of where guys say nothing or they say stupid throwaway stuff, I'm going to always appreciate somebody running his mouth in a non-threatening, non-vulgar, non-offensive way. Like, this is just good old-fashioned trash talk.
Right.
He puts himself out there. He's got to, you know, put up or shut up. He's got to go play. And if he doesn't play well, he's got to eat all this going back into his face.
Right.
But a guy that's going to give us entertainment, going to give us some heat, going to give us some drama, I mean, and in a kind of, again, a good old-fashioned, clean way, I'm
just
all for it.
Some smack.
Now, yeah. I would appreciate a little bit of, like, you know, factual accuracy, and all, and I know you're not a stats guy.
No,
but like,
I'm
you know,
not.
There
I'm
are
not a stats or facts
right,
guy.
Right, but I'm a little bit of a stats guy, and I think when this story is all said and done with Odell Beckham
just wing it,
and the Giants, this is going to be about the Giants' inability to handle, to harness Odell Beckham Jr., and they are going to regret not having him be a career Giant. But the one thing that was not wrong about the Giants is the Giant fans. Ownership, fine. Front office, fine. Coaching staff, fine. Maybe other teammates, fine. But to knock Giant fans...
That's not right.
That one might have been a little bit too far from Baker.
I know people are hearing us from all over the country right now and a good chunk of Canada, too. But I'll just tell you, like... Being a New Yorker, you know, I've been around, and again, not a Giant fan, but I've been around a ton of Giant fans my whole life. Many of the people in my family are Giant fans, my extended family, I should say, and always super proud to be Giant fans and pissed off because their team hasn't been doing well lately. But, yeah, so, I mean, they're all educated football fans, the ones that I know, I mean, so including the ones that work here.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of Giant fans were knocking Browns fans yesterday because, like, you know, what have they cheered for recently? But I mean, right. they throw their dog pound stuff on, they show up and they have their fun. And that's all well and good. We can leave the fans out of this.
Well, we could go. Well, if you want to even go deeper on that, but we can leave the fans out of it. But you know, let's just say one thing here. I just want to say this: if you were comparing. You know, if you compare what Baker said and talking about how the fans will show up in Cleveland, no matter if they're winning or losing. That's cool. He's trying to get the babyface rub up against the Cleveland Brown fans, which is smart by Baker Mayfield. So they're going to love him and rally behind him. But, you know, I hate to be, I don't want to be a heel here. I'm not being arrogant. But if you compare the cities of Cleveland to New York, there's a lot more distractions for football fans, you know, or people in general that live in the New York area as opposed to Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. You know what Giant fans hate? That stadium. They don't hate, well, some of them were happy, ridiculously, that Odell Beckham Jr. was leaving. But the stadium now, it's a pain in the you-know-what to get out of there.
Oh, that place stinks.
First of all, it's ugly. It's completely non-existent.
And it's in New Jersey. It's not even in New York.
Well, I mean, okay, that's a whole other thing.
That's a big sticker point for me. That's why I'm a Buffalo Bills fan.
But that's like a 9-hour operation to get in there, then to watch the game, which is sucked recently. And then it takes hours to get out of there.
Yeah,
I mean, you have a team of superstars, and it'd be a tough sell to get me there to watch them.
It takes hours to get out of it, to your point, and then when you get to this little bridge called the George Washington Bridge, there's more hours added on, to your point of a 9-hour operation. Yeah. I mean, it's
and maybe it's hard to get in and out of Cleveland, I don't know.
No, I know. And listen, I know, because I've wrestled there right near this building where they play, okay, and at the when it was called the Gund Arena. Where were the Cavaliers play now? What's it called?
Quicken Loans Arena.
Okay, it used to be the Gund Arena.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, I've been in and out of that town a lot. It's a great town. Cleveland's a great spot, no doubt about it. It's a lot easier to get in and out of than New York because it's smaller. It's just a smaller area, you know. It's a lot smaller. You know, but no knock on it, but I'm just saying for Baker Mayfield to say these fans are going to show up no matter what. That's true. They love their Browns. There's no doubt about it. They love their Cleveland Indians. They love their Cleveland Browns. They love their Cavs, and they should. It's a smaller town, so of course. But you got a lot more distractions for people in New York, and it's easy for them when their Giants are sucking or their Jets are sucking to veer off into other things and not be dealing with the NFL. That's what happens.
Has anybody ever even checked, by the way? I mean, a better radio host might have done this before the show
started.
Well,
that'd be me. I'm the guy to handle that for you.
But, like, have we even looked at whether or not Baker's comments are right? I mean, were they still selling that building out when they were terrible in their reincarnation of the Browns? Mike is shaking his head.
The Giants had good attendance. I can't tell.
Browns.
No, Mike will get on top of this. He'll talk to the venue team. Our venue team will look into that. We have a team that looks into arenas and stadiums all over the country.
Okay, yeah, thank you. We have a research department.
Yeah, research venue department. That's what that's called. Right, correct. They're getting on that. Yeah, so the thing is, like, I don't know, man. For me, I mean, until you start winning, until you're getting more wins than seven, maybe then talk some smack. And look, dude, he wasn't even like Baker Mayfield was like a top 10 QB in the league either. He might not even been a top 15 quarterback in the league. I mean, I think the kid's got a clutch gene in him for sure. He's a real good player. I'm a Bills fan. If he was the Buffalo Bills quarterback, and I love Josh Allen, but if I'd rather have Baker Mayfield, yes, I would. But I do think he's got to wait before he took. Okay, so he was 17th as far as quarterbacks in the league, okay. Baker Mayfield. I'm just saying, so you're not even a top 15 quarterback to the point I just made, and here you are talking all this smack. So you got to be careful with that. You know, because you're going to have a lot of egg on your face.
Well, and see, this is the problem. And now we're nitpicking and we're into stats and facts.
That's what we do. I mean, I don't want to bring up stats, but we have to at times.
But again, we're going to throw stones at Giants fans. And okay. here's Baker Mayfield's problem. In 2017, the Browns, and they were terrible. This is the year after they went winless. They were 27th in the NFL in attendance. And they only filled the building at 85% capacity. Now, for the most part, they had done a good job. But 2017 was the third straight year of a decline, and it was going side by side with more losing seasons. So maybe they hung on a little longer than Giant fans may have hung on through struggles. But eventually, Browns fans gave up again. I mean, look at this picture here from a game in 2017, Taz, with a guy who I don't even know is playing quarterback. In Cleveland, and there's more empty seats than full seats.
The seats are orange, right. So they stick out like an orange thumb.
And again, so I mean, Baker's been in the NFL for a year and a couple of months. So I love him, and I want him to talk. I want to run his mouth. Well, but he's just got to make sure he's not putting his foot in a place where he doesn't know where it's going.
It's not college. You know, it's not, you're not, you know, this is not, this is big boy stuff here. It's not college.
It's big boy stuff. Yeah, no, really. That's good. I know. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and by the way, so you people out there, you know, what's the deal? Do you think that Baker Mayfield should and could talk smack? Do you have a problem with him talking smack about the Giants or anybody else? I mean, being that he's going into the second year in the NFL and he had 7 wins last year. I mean, his greatness sure in college, no doubt about it. So do you have a problem with Baker Mayfield and the stuff he's saying? Or do you like the good old-fashioned smack talk that you're getting out of Baker Mayfield? Call the show, 855-212-4227. Taz with Andrew Bogus over here. We'll be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
We got a little later on. We're gonna get into a bench cut start, a BCS for you people. Okay, second year NFL quarterbacks ready to be breakout stars. Your options. We'll do this later on. Your options are gonna be Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. Okay, that's a BCS. Come a little later on to wet your palate. We're going to continue with our conversation here in a second about Baker Mayfield, his comments, the bravado of the Browns, his comments about the New York Giants and their fan base and all this stuff. If you want to call the show, no problem, 855-212-4227. Right now we have our latest sports update with our good friend, Mr. Zook. They call him Darwin, I call him the Zookster. Darn, what's going on, buddy?
I'll go with Zookster. I like that. This report's sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Ireland underway. Fairly calm weather conditions so far after it poured yesterday. More than half the field on the course under par right now. But the biggest storyline, Rory McIlroy, the hometown hero, wishes he could have a redo on the first hole. Rory had to take 2 drops, made a snowman. That's an 8 on the par 4 first. He's right now at 5 over par, playing the 5th hole. His fellow countryman, Shane Lowry, is 9 shots better. Lowry, the leader at 4 under. And
side note,
yes,
I could tell your passion, Zook, for the golfing.
For the Rory struggles.
The Rory struggles. Yeah, you can just tell
Darwin's
he's the
dancing
state
on his grave.
Yeah,
morning theme, McIlroy's demise.
You love it. I can tell,
good
man.
Stuff.
I can tell.
Tiger Woods trying to avoid the same mishap. He's teeing off at 10:10 Eastern, coming up at about 4 hours from now. Brooks Koepka teeing off in 2 hours from now. Again, Lowry in front at 4 under. To baseball, after about a 6-hour rain delay, the Phillies and Dodgers finally resumed their game in Philadelphia, and David Freese looked to break a 2-all tie in the 7th.
To the belt, and the 1-1 to Freese. Here it is. And David hits the ball high to right field. Going back, Harper to the track, to the wall. It is gone. A two-run home run for David Freese. And the Dodgers lead it 4-2.
That's Tim Never, Dodgers Radio Network. And the LA goes on to win it by a 7-2 final. Hottest team in baseball right now, the Athletics. They won their sixth in a row, handling the Mariners 10-2. How about the Diamondbacks tying a franchise record 21 hits? They put up 19 runs, hammering the Rangers 19-4. Indians were going for their fourth straight win, and gotta love any call from Tom Hamilton.
The pitch. A swing and a drive to deep right. Away, back and gone. And just like that, it's 4-2 Indians.
You don't even need to know who it is. It's just a great call. Francisco Lindor did hit that home run.
That was a pretty decent call. I mean, you're over here, you know, you're over here going nuts for the guy. Relax.
He's tremendous.
Didn't Marco do this on Monday?
Yeah.
These guys, that was Tom Hamlin. Why?
Tom Hamlin.
What is that?
Tom Hamlin. What are you guys trying to get a job with Tom Hamilton in the booth? What are you trying to do?
I hate announcers that are too cool for school, and he doesn't care. He just wants to, he just throws it out there. Yeah.
I'm just joking around, Zook. Don't get all serious.
I know. Well, the Roy McIlroy.
I know you're all like, yeah, you're ready to go. You're all fired.
Can't
fire.
Contain
I
now.
I respect. It's a great morning. Tom Hamm. Doesn't mind me, Zook.
Chris Paddock's no hit. Oh, the Indians won that game. Chris Paddock's no hit bid broken up in the eighth inning by the Marlins. Starlin Castro. Padres still won that game 3-2. Astros all over the Angels 11-2. Angels reliever Noe Ramirez suspended three games for throwing near the head of Jake Mariznick Tuesday night. That was retaliation for Mariznick's collision with Angels catcher Jonathan Lucroy nearly 2 weeks ago. All right, back to you guys.
Well, we appreciate it, Haas. Thank you so much, the Zookster. You're the man for sure. 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio toll-free line. 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news! Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. You know, we were talking about Baker Mayfield and his bravado and his team's bravado, and it's his second year in the NFL. He was ranked 17th in quarterbacks, but yet he's talking smack because he's got Beckham now. Now he's going at the Giants and the Giants fan base. Let's go down to Richmond, Virginia, and talk to Chris, listening on radio.com. Chris, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man. Long time no hear. We haven't heard from him in a while. You disappeared.
Hey, you know, it's summertime.
All right. I hear you. That's true. Good point. Got to go to the beach and do your thing. I got you. What's up, bro? You know, what's going on, baby? What's up, man?
So my thing is, I live in Richmond, but originally I'm from South Florida. So I love trash talkers. Some of the best trash talkers are from South Florida.
Right.
I love trash talking. I don't think he should attack the fans.
Right.
But to argue your point, Taz, and I'm not from New York, so I don't know it 100%, but right. I know I can pair things. If you look at the Knicks, they won three. They've had three winning seasons since 2000. If you look at the Giants, they've had 11 winning seasons. The Giants have won two Super Bowls in the last 10 years. There's a head coach right now that would give his man parts for a Super Bowl. So for the fans not to support the Giants, you know, they're able to make it to the Yankee games. They're able to make it to the Knicks, which you guys keep saying the Knicks always sell out. The Yankees always sell out. But the Giants are doing their thing. I don't understand why the Giant fan is not supporting the Giants.
Chris, and I hear you. Good points. And I'll give Andrew the floor in a second. Him as another guy from the tri-state area here and from New York, and he's also a Giant fan. The thing is, though, my opinion on that is it's with the Giants, you have a lot of fans that are from either New York or they're from Jersey. You have some Connecticut fans that people from Connecticut that are Giant fans. It's kind of a mixture of people in the tri-state area. And to Andrew's point, the Jets and Giants play in this big-ass building, this arena that is, you know, on the swamp of New Jersey, and it's very difficult to get in and out of due to traffic and just the way the highways are set up. It's a hassle. It's just not a good experience. You'd rather sit home and watch it. It's not like, Chris, going into Cleveland, which is a small town. And I've been to Richmond, where you're from, too. Now, Richmond's smaller than Cleveland, but Cleveland's not gigantic. And I know Richmond's not gigantic, but, you know, I got to be honest. You know, Cleveland's not much bigger than Richmond. You know, it's a little bit easier to get in and out of those games. So, like, when you go to Richmond to watch the Spiders play University of Richmond, you're probably sailing in and out of campus, right?
Exactly. But, I mean, I am from South Florida, so I know how it is to go to, like, you know, the Dolphins, go to, you know, the old Orange Bowl and stuff like that.
Right. You know, true, that's right. You said South Florida. Yes.
You know, I remember doing that, but isn't it the same thing for going to a Yankees game? It's not hard to go to a Yankees game? Like, it's just a breeze in the park?
Knicks play at Madison Square Garden, okay? So it's a little bit easier because you could take mass transit. You could take the Long Island Railroad right into there.
Bus,
any train, subway,
Taz,
bus.
Helicopters.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do anything into the Garden. It's really easy, Chris, to get into Madison Square Garden. So, and when you go see the Knicks play at the Garden, it's an event because it's the Garden and it's in the middle of Manhattan, right near Times Square. That's why. Yankee Stadium's in the Bronx. It's the hood, bro. Okay, look, I'm talking about the hood Bronx. And it's right off a highway there. It's you got to more or less, I don't want to say you have to drive. I've been to Yankee Stadium a couple times.
I think
times.
You actually shouldn't drive the Yankee Stadium.
You probably shouldn't.
Listen, the numbers are the numbers too, by the way. I mean, 76,000 was the average attendance for the Giants last year, fourth in the NFL. If you base it on capacity at like 93% full, that
Chris,
number drops down to the bottom third of the league. But, I mean, people are still going or at least buying Giant tickets. And I don't think the Giants have any kind of like attendance catastrophe building here. They've just stunk the last couple of years, and some fans are decided not to take not to make the effort to actually go there. And it's the one thing where Baker Mayfield, I think, overstepped his bounds there. Like, critique the front office, great. Head coach, the whole atmosphere, all well and good, but bringing the fans into it didn't really make any sense to
me. And it's correct. And the thing too is, like, with the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield, you know, he's definitely, and you could tell during the offseason, once they made the move, you know, once they got Odell Beckham and the other weapons that are on that team for Baker, you know, in a running game with Nick Chubb and Duke Johnson, and you got Njoku, a heck of a tight end that doesn't get enough attention. Obviously, Juice Landry, you know, Jarvis Landry, tremendous player. You know, pretty good offensive line. You know, so, I mean, they have Antonio Callaway. I forgot about him, another excellent wide receiver besides, you know, Beckham and Juice. So, you know, he's got a plethora of weapons, Andrew. You know what I mean? And that's the head coach, Freddie Kitchens, was basically handpicked by Baker Mayfield.
Right.
So he's got right now. He's happy man Jones. Everything's perfect for him.
And he's got married recently.
Right. You heard about that?
I heard about it.
Lay it out for us, please, about the social media Jones.
So all of these, by the way, all these Baker Mayfield news notes and nuggets and quotes and whatnot are all from an ESPN the magazine cover story, which I guess comes out. I don't know when the magazine arrives, but soon.
Why are we plugging this magazine? Why'd that just happen? I don't understand why that just happened.
Because that's courtesy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not big into that.
No, I know.
That's my. No, you
I guess me. If we had the, I would appreciate it if they said Taz and the Moose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not friendly with too many people. That's
no,
why.
I know.
I don't
I
play
know.
Nice with others.
Hello, friends.
I go for the juggler.
Right.
Jugular.
Yeah.
Jugular.
Either both.
I'm a juggler. Okay.
I'll juggle your juggler. So in this article,
I'll pass on that.
Out of nowhere, Baker got married, I think, like 2 weekends ago. No one kind of knew what's happened. Then there were pictures like, hey, we got married. Ha ha. It was awesome. The story of him basically chasing down his wife is in this magazine article.
Okay.
And it was very, very now of Baker Mayfield. And I think it fits in his whole personality where he met this woman who's a little bit older than him. He was still in college. And I want to say that she's 4 years older than him.
Okay.
So she's not in college. They met through a mutual friend. He was like, you're cool. You're hot. Let's talk. And he would. But was peppering her with like Instagram messages. He would follow her, unfollow her, so you get the little notification. Baker Mayfield just followed you. It's a trick to get
the
people
follow. Right, it's a little trick where you
just keep putting your name in somebody's, and hopefully they'll follow you.
Okay,
back.
Let me explain that for a second. Being a guru in this field,
exactly. I don't know why you threw that to me in the first place.
Well, no, just because you just set that up perfectly. That's what I do. I mean, I bat clean up. You bat first, second, and third.
Set the table. Okay, that's fine. I'll take it.
Yeah, you're right. So anyway, no.
Table
set and Joe. So here's the thing.
OBP Jones.
You got the when you are verified on a social media. Okay, let's just say Twitter. So for those most people out there maybe don't understand this, I'm letting you people know. That might sound condescending. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing, right? When you are verified, so let's say I don't follow my co-host here, Andrew Bogus, but I throw him a follow.
Yeah.
He will get a notification like almost like I text message him. That someone that's verified followed him, and my name and my Twitter handle will show up like a text message on his phone.
Yeah.
See, I'm just trying to let I'm trying to educate the audience here, bro. So now what happens is I could continue following him, or then I could just unfollow him, but he won't get a notification for that. See, that's the thing.
Unless.
Right, you don't get a notification for that.
Unless he's one of those super sensitive people that has one of those, like, other apps connected to their Twitter app, and it tells you at the end of the day, like, who followed you and who didn't follow you, so you can see.
I gotta be honest with you. Like, with that, no, you're right about that.
And then there's that stupid automated thing, like, according to blah, 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 seven people followed me and eight didn't follow me.
That's stupid.
It's the worst.
I would not get that app that tells me who unfollowed me. You know why? I'm too hypersensitive.
I agree.
I would want to fight everyone. So when I see that someone unfollowed me, like someone that's verified, someone that I personally know that used to follow me, and then they don't follow me, I do this sometimes. I'm letting all you people here that work with me know. I will go every couple of months, and I will look at the people who follow me. The verified ones especially, because they're more important than the regular people.
Agreed.
And
that's right.
Then what I do is, if you unfollow me, I unfollow you back with such disdain. Like, I press that button, like, I get so angry, dude. Like, so now I've done this where I follow someone that I knew, or maybe that's verified, and I'll wait a few days. If they don't follow back, thanks for coming. See you later. I'm out. I unfollow them. That's my gimmick. So that's how
I suggest Baker did this. Eventually, she gave in. And apparently, like, within a week of her giving in and them going out for the first time, they had moved in together. Then they were engaged after 6 months, and now they're married.
Aggressive Jones. Wow. All right. Well, listen, this is, you know, your Baker Mayfield, you know, quarterback. He's got game, obviously. And so they're newlyweds, more or less, right?
I think 2 weeks this weekend.
They're really newlyweds.
Oh, brand newweds.
Okay. So we'll do the bench cut start. Speaking of Baker Mayfield, he'll be part of this. Sophomore quarterbacks, BCS, who you got? Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. Bench cut start, 855-212-4227. We'll be right back.
Listen to CBS Sports Radio with the Radio.com app. Free and available in the Google Play and iTunes App Store. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
This weekend, Major League Fishing General Tire World Championship continues. This is awesome. And later, the action moves to the courts. How about that? Highlighted by the Big Three Basketball and World Team Tennis. That's all on CBS. You know it! You heard Fred Durst.
So do I.
I got the... But did a little trip yesterday to the supermarket. My blushing
again.
Bride and my... Yes.
Okay.
My blushing. Like, yep. Five blushing bride.
I'm sure she brushed her hair yesterday.
Yes, she does. She brushed her hair. Yes, she has beautiful hair. So we went to the store. Normally, I do not like to be seen too much around civilians. You know me. So...
I actually... I thought of you Monday, Tuesday, whatever day it was. My kids were watching Iron Man 2. And,
well, I could see the connection.
For a number of reasons, but this particular one, Tony Stark, who is Iron Man, who is Robert Downey Jr., he goes, someone's handing him something, and he goes, I don't like when people hand things to me.
Well, he said Iron Man.
Just place this down.
Right, so he said...
He will not take something from someone else. They have to put it down next to him, then
awesome.
He'll pick it up.
That's
a Taz move.
That is a Taz move.
Yeah. You can't hand him things.
That's Tony Stark, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He does a great job. Well, that's the character, Tony. What's his name? The actor? I'm drawing a blank.
Robert Downey Jr.
That's the guy. He's great. So, yeah, so I go
he's
to...
No LeBron, though.
He's not in Space Jam 10. So, Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark in Space Jam 11.
Space Jam!
Anyways, so I go to the supermarket, and I'm doing my best to just try to get along with society. As
right.
I get a little bit older, I can't. I'm having... I think there's something wrong with me. I'm just having this epiphany that I cannot... get along with regular, normal people, like strangers.
Like
you people here I work with. So it's different. I know you now, like, whatever, a few months. So, like, I can get along with you a little bit. But, like, regular civilians, like, I'm awkward. I'm socially awkward. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to look at anyone. If you're a wrestling fan and you approach me, different story. I'll embrace you because you're going to put me over. That's awesome. But... for the regular people, like the lady in the bread aisle that needs to stop leave the cart in the middle of the aisle while she goes and reads the nutritional chart and every friggin' loaf of bread there is at the Stop and Shop.
Do you like jam?
That lady, I have a problem with.
Yeah, no, you, as you should. People
and
suck.
She did this to me twice. Because when we go to the supermarket, I do the cart and we have the gun. You know the gun?
Yes.
Oh, you know the gun.
Of course.
Bro, if you don't do the gun, anybody out there, okay, you go to the supermarket, sign up, get the little laser gun. Okay, and you scan all your items, and then you check out Jones. It's easy peasy, man. Yeah, hello.
You got to use the gun, and you got to do the self-checkout thing. If you're not the gun and getting online and putting all your stuff on that conveyor belt, letting someone scan it.
Oh, you're a jobber.
Seriously.
You're a complete schmuck.
It's like folks that don't that. Have... You would.
As Pete raises his
hand. Yeah, no, I enjoy the human interaction at the line. I think it's engaging.
I can't do it. I want the world to be ran by robots. No, I don't want to deal with anybody.
You know what it is?
Like, people call this show... I could deal with you, no problem. I'm a very personal guy. I'm happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
But, Andrew, I can't...
Shut up!
I can't deal with people outside of here.
Hard-ass joke.
I can't. I mean, you were making a point. Yeah, continue.
I forgot what it was. Oh, it was about Mike and having all this free time and be on a grocery line, just enjoying the human interaction.
Well, I go on Friday nights when it's not busy.
Right.
You have to pick and choose your spots.
Yeah.
After he goes bowling with his cat.
It's quite the life.
Yeah,
this is a great time to go.
Have you been bowling recently?
I haven't bowled in a year, or 8 months.
What was your bowling friend's name? BJ? DJ?
BJ.
BJ.
He was the manager there.
Right.
BJ was the manager at the bowling.
Leave that alone. We'll leave that over here. So anyway, so I go now, and I'm in the aisle. And now, like I said, I do the cart.
And this lady's blocking you.
I do the gun. La, 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 la. I do the cart. I do the gun. My wife, she does the shopping.
Are we done yet?
I control the cart, and I'm very... competitive in the aisles. Now, we try to go like midday when it's kind of... This is the key, ladies and gentlemen. You want to go when most parents are out picking their kids up from school.
Yes.
So you want to go like around 3 p.m. Okay, the problem is I forgot it's summertime. So the kids aren't in school.
No safe time.
Right, so there's no safe zone. Right. So this lady, she's in my way. In the bread aisle. I'm like, all right. All right, I don't say nothing. My wife does this thing. Don't say nothing. It's okay. Like, she does the quiet, like, it's all right. Calm down. It's okay.
Just breathe.
Like, my wife's
breathe.
Very...
Just take your deep breaths.
She's a chill, chill girl. Like, she's not...
I mean, she has to be.
Yeah, she really is, right? So, she don't take my ass, but with everybody else, she's chill. She always wants to keep me calm. Since I've been with this girl since high school, right? So, now we get to the next aisle, which is the snack aisle. Mm. Now, we normally don't go in the snack aisle.
No.
I know you know that.
But it's summer.
En fuego queso! It was, we had to get a little microwave popcorn, right?
Okay.
From Sickle Jones. So now who's in the aisle? This friggin' lady with a house dress on, right? And she's got the booba on, and she's blocking the aisle again. And she's looking at, she's reading the nutritional charts on rice crackers. And I want to say, hey, woman, listen, enough. And I said, ma'am, I'm trying to get by. My wife's down there by the jelly, and I'm trying to get to her. She goes, sir, you can simply go around me. I go, there's no room because your cart is in the middle of the aisle. She goes, well, you can move my cart. I go, you move your cart. Why am I going to move your cart and get away from my cart?
Hey, I'm not touching your stuff.
She goes, no problem. You don't have to get nasty. And then my wife's yelling, Taz, come here. Right? She calls me Taz.
Probably should have a whistle at this point. That like, only you can hear.
She's got one of those, it's a silent whistle.
You're just like yelling, lady, move your car. And he's like,
so,
turn
she,
and
says, she says to me, she goes, someone needs more rest. That's what she says to me. Now, I want, listen, not for nothing, right?
Is she a McMahon?
No. This woman, she had to be, I mean, she was a little, she was probably about 75 years old, right? So, I mean.
Was she your mom? That's feisty.
No, well, my mom would say that. She's 75-ish, and I swear to God, I was going to cut a promo on her and just bury her. And I'm literally biting my tongue. And I looked at her, I said, ma'am, you have no idea who you're talking to. And she goes like this to me, and I don't care.
Good for her.
I swear, my wife literally comes down the aisle, grabs me by the wrist. She goes, let's go. And then my wife looks at her and goes, I apologize, ma'am. And then she says, she's still got to get the last word, this woman. She says to my wife, Good luck to you. You're going to need it. I can't believe this freaking woman.
This lady was the embodiment of all of your former producers.
Exactly.
All put together, just getting a revenge on you.
And now, of course, what am I doing the whole aisles? I'm ripping her to my wife, this freaking lady. I want to knuckle up with her. You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready to just throw hands.
You should moonsault her.
I wish I could. I don't moonsault.
Well, I'm just shocked that they didn't close down the supermarket. Usually they do for you.
Well, this is the problem. You know, the shopping cart guys, there was, you know, there's this shopping cart. I call him the shopping cart sensei, right? So he is like, and he's a big wrestler fan, this guy, and he's very annoying. And I, you know, whenever he sees me, he acts like I'm still in my prime, which you would think, oh, that must feel nice. No, it doesn't. It's annoying. It's annoying. It's like, he's like, he's all, I'm like this. I'm not my prime. I do radio now. Okay, bro, listen. So
you're in your radio prime, though.
I am in my radio prime. I'm actually a youngster in
radio.
You're
in your audio prime.
I'm in my audio prime. Good point. But this guy, now, I had a couple of months ago, he's following me through the store, talking to me.
Where was he yesterday?
I remember when you wrestled Chris Jericho. You remember when you wrestled him in Philadelphia on Raw in the first match? I go, yes, I know. He goes, you lost. I go, thank you. Thank you. Happy Monday. Right? And then he's like, are you going to go wrestle for AEW? I go, no, I'm not wrestling anywhere, sir. I'm retired. Oh, hold on a second. We have a caller. I want to talk to this
guy. Is it the lady?
No. Look, no, we have a call. It's not the lady. We're going to go down to Jacksonville, Florida. Pete Gass.
And now, it's Pete Gass.
All right, Pete, welcome to Taz with Andrew Bogus here. What's going on today, dude?
Why are you getting hot at a 75-year-old woman?
Because she had an attitude, bro, and she's blocking the aisle. I mean, it's like, and twice she did it. I gave her one chance.
Bro, she's got a foot and, like, she's got a couple toes left before she's in the grave. Oh, let it go. Don't get hot, bro.
I know, I can't help it. I do get hot, and I'm actually hot at you.
What are you hot at? You have no reason to be hot.
Oh, yes, I do. Okay.
I'll
tell you why, because we recorded a podcast yesterday, okay, in the home studio, gigantic home studio, and your name came up. I brought your name up, okay?
Okay.
The reason why, now you didn't hear this, because you don't download my podcast, because you don't support the Taz Show. That's why. You don't.
Yeah.
And that's,
I have a job.
No, this is why, bro, because you were in the open. You know Bawami, right? You're familiar with Bawami.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
so Bawami did an open for this gimmick I do on a show called Taz Hall. It's like a Q&A thing. And okay. Bawami, hey, Pete, you don't, can you grab that Bawami thing? Or you want to kind of maybe just tell Pete Gass what Bawami says in the open.
He says individuals and Pete Gass.
Right. Like a little shot, like a funny, here's a funny little joke of you. Bro, we've been doing this on the Taz Show for, it's got to be 3 months. Right, Pete? How long ago did Bawami do this?
I think it was a while. It was like maybe 5 months ago, yeah.
And Pete, you have not texted me. You have not DM'd me. You have not come on the show. You know why you haven't? Because you haven't heard it. Because you don't listen to my content.
No. So,
no, we took it out. We're done.
No, we're not done. I love you.
I know. I love you, too.
You, first of all, if I text you one time, you get on your show and you start telling Moose, I don't leave you alone. You tend to exaggerate just a tad.
A little bit.
Sounds right.
A little bit.
So I boycotted for a little bit. Now you get me full blast now. All weekend you're going to get, you know, every time Tiger takes a shot. All right?
Oh, my God. You're too much. Bro, so
why
now.
Why are you getting hot as an old lady, though? I don't understand. You got to relax.
Listen, Pete, you understand. You're coming from the wrestling business. Bro, you know how it is. Wasn't it hard when you left the business to get along with society?
Yeah, but it was also hard to get rid of that. Like, when you were in the ring, you were able to take bumps and get rid of that tension, that everyday tension that people are driving around with now listening in their car, and they want to kill somebody next to them.
So, anyway, let me get this straight. So, anybody who listens to me is tense and ready to kill someone in their car.
Yeah, because you got them on edge.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the show. Enjoy your day.
All right. Have a good one, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. That was a prompt. I mean, Pete's done. I mean, I wasn't hanging up. I was saying enjoy your day. Like, he thought we were hanging up.
He's in charge.
What is going on with him?
Everyone produces but you.
Why did he just cold hang up like that? Mike, what's going on?
Not a nice man.
I think he thought when I said enjoy your day, I was joking, like, saying that. Like to the listeners, he thought I was telling him bye-bye.
Yeah.
I just think he had to go to work.
Why is it?
Or the bathroom.
Why is everything awkward? What's going on with me lately, dude?
It's not you, it's us.
I think you might be right. I think you might be right.
It's not you. It's better.
It's not you. It's that woman. Well, it's all her fault.
That lady, I'll tell you what, man. I'm so proud of her. If I was a little bit older. So here's the thing. Dude, if I was like her age, dude, we would have been gone. So we're going to do the BCS later on. We're going to get to it this segment, the sophomore quarterbacks in the NFL, the three guys. And we're going to talk about a little bit Nick Saban, a little Alabama football chatter. Nick Saban speaks, 855-212-4227. Taz with Andrew Bogus. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.